Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2067. It's Easter Monday, day of recording this. And I've had a really, really productive day, very busy with clients. I've got a little gap now. We're getting a storm tonight, so there's a little bit of wind. It was incredibly windy earlier, but we're supposed to get a bunch of rain tonight, which is good because it's very dry. And I thought I've got about an hour before my next client. And I thought, I've had a big day so far. I'm going to get out and just stretch the legs, get some steps up. And the back is probably going to seize up a little bit if I stay seated for too much longer. So as I'm out walking, I was thinking about a topic for today. It's interesting how right now the task that I'm working on is doing a bit of an update of my website. And that doesn't really matter to you listening to this. But I have, essentially I'm running a trial of a website for my main website to just see if people are looking for that that type of connection rather than what your traditional website is with so much information. So maybe a better way of saying it's just a series of landing pages. And we tend to work in threes, so working on providing people with three options and then coming in for a consultation and then sort of going from there. So I've just been playing around with that and making it mobile optimized and everything. And it's so frustrating. It looks great on screen. Then you look at the mobile version, it's like, oh man, the spacing is out by, you know, like one line or, you know, anyway. So I've defaulted to where it looks best on the mobile because I figured that the majority of people these days are going to be looking at websites and so forth, because that's what I do, on either an iPad or on your mobile. And most are probably going to do it on your mobile. So I've been getting that right. Anyway, through all of that process, it just got me thinking about how much things have changed from when I first started the website and how people used to absorb content and what they would look for in terms of content and how they absorb it now. And I've mentioned this before, but my favorite magazine subscription that I used to have years ago was Muscle and Fitness magazine. I used to love it. It'd come once a month. I was always excited to get it and I'd open it as soon as I received it. And I just found that there was something about it that would just help keep me inspired in my own training, just give me some ideas and food and all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, it's gone out of publication now because I guess everything is more digital and they can't make the magazine profitable by printing it. So they've got some content out there online, but it's just not the same. So what I've been doing is I've probably got about, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 magazines dating back to the one I pulled out last night. It was 2014 or 2015. And so what I'm doing is I'm pulling one out every week or so and just pretending that it's a new magazine and just seeing what was going on back in 2015 and not as old as that, but editions talking about people having big success on social media and like Instagram and stuff, and you look at the numbers and like, man, those numbers are really not that great compared to what people are getting these days. But of course it was new back then. But some of the things stay the same. So like the training and everything, like those principles will always remain because their physiology isn't really changing. But there are, you know, the supplements change and, you know, recipes change, but we're still going to eat food and all that kind of stuff. So it's just interesting. Anyway, so it got me thinking just now about the need for us to adapt to change. And I think if I didn't run my own business, there is no way I would be as good as I am now. And I've still got heaps of room for improvement, but I just wouldn't be as good as I am even now. And where I notice that I stand out more is when I'm in these meetings with other corporations and they're dealing with these high-level people, whether it be government or CEOs or whatever. And I become very curious about how they got to where they are and how I'm so much better at thinking and providing value and solution-based thinking to maybe where I was back when I was myself working in corporate just 15 years ago. And it's come from the growth, like my own personal growth from forcing myself to become better, forcing myself every day to be doing things so that I grow. And therefore, it makes me evolve with time. Now, if I was still in corporate, I think I would become more complacent. Why? Because all of these things that I do every day, so like using AI, using social media, coming up with marketing ideas, looking at what are other people doing, studying competition, like studying the best in the world, getting coaching, all of those things, I do those because I just want to get better for my business. Because if I don't get better, I don't put food on the table. And I think when you are in like a role that I was, or if you're just an employee, then you just have a different mindset and you become comfortable. If you're being paid a six-figure income and you're comfortable and you're debt-free and you're comfortable with your financial position, then you really don't worry about getting better. I'm generalizing there. I wouldn't have been, it's just a bug fly mind. I wouldn't be enjoying the role that I was doing, because that's also one of the reasons I left. And so now I think about being able to achieve all those goals, as well as loving what I'm doing and continuing to grow. That's super spectacular. And it just feels good. It just feels good. Like these last 4 days, today's not over yet. I've still got some growing to do. But these last 4 days, most people haven't been working. Most people aren't doing anything. Most people aren't working on themselves. And I've probably had 4 of the most productive days in quite some time. I've been really in the zone. And I think that's really cool. Some people might be critical of it. Some people say, well, you're missing out in these other areas. Well, do you know what? I am loving what I'm doing. And to me, that's what's important. So, yeah. It's interesting. So I want to inspire you to get out there and just focus on growing yourself a little bit more. But what are you doing stuff every day to grow yourself? You're learning, you're developing, you're just putting the best foot forward that you can be. Because we all have so much potential. And if you're not trying, if you're not purposefully taking steps each day to get better, then you just won't. And perhaps this has been a bit of a theme for the last few days. I don't know. I don't usually go back and listen to any of my podcasts, but I feel like I'm a little bit of a broken record at the moment. It's just, maybe it's... look, we're another... Today's 1st of April. I know you'll be hearing this on the 2nd of April. It's 1st of April. And so first quarter of the year is gone. Now, think about this. I talk about this in October and November when I say, you watch how quickly this next part of the year goes by. And certainly when it comes to people's health and wellness, what I see is that people stop, I'm generalizing here, but a lot of people stop around mid-November because they're like, oh, well, I've got this, I've got that for Christmas. You get into December and forget it. And people are like, oh, well, I've got this, you know, these functions to go to and this and that and the other. And they don't put it as a priority. And then you get into like closer to December, you get into Christmas. You then get, you know, that week around the Christmas New Year period is nuts. Then we're in January, and then January goes through very, very quickly. A lot of people here in Australia, it's the summer break, so some people take a month off, sometimes more, and there's January gone. The kids go back to school here late January, early February. People say, well, I'll wait till the kids go back to school. Kids go back to school, and then it's like, oh, well, you know, little Johnny's having this problem at school or this, that, the other. I'm just too busy at the moment, so I'll start back in a couple of weeks. Before you know it, we're into March. March comes around, you get 2 weeks into March, and they're like, okay, well, we've got... Geez, the police car just went flying around that corner. Before you know it, we're into March. We're getting close to Easter. And so Easter comes around, like we're in today's Easter Monday, and people are like, oh, well, I'll just start after Easter. And there we go. There's the first quarter of the year down, and you still haven't started, or you're still not doing exactly what it is that you perhaps really wanted to do, could be doing, etc. And boy, the first 12 weeks of the year has gone by. And then you've also got, well, what did you do in December? Well, I didn't really do those things in December either. So there's 4 months. Then we said, what did you do in November? Well, you know, half the month was pretty tricky. So what are we up to now? 4 months, 4.5 months. 4.5 months. 16, 18 weeks. 18 weeks. 18 weeks where people haven't been super focused. Now, that was just talking about your health and wellness. I hear, I'm not currently going to the commercial gym at the moment because I'm just training at home, becoming very focused at home. So I'm just sticking to that. What I'm hearing from my clients that do go to gyms is it's probably a few weeks around that Christmas, before Christmas period of time, sometime maybe in January, where people are really busy and the gyms are really, really busy. And now they have really dropped off and just really dropped right away. And that happens every single year. The numbers just drop away. So what's wrong with this? You know, what is wrong with the focus? Why isn't it there? That's just health and wellness. What about all the other aspects of your life? That self-improvement, the personal growth, all of those things. What's happening in that space? And often, not a lot, not enough, not what you're capable of doing. Why? Because I talked about this yesterday on one of my podcasts about doing what is required. And I didn't try to forget what I exactly called it, but doing what's required is hard. Doing what's easy is not going to give you great results. So that's why we need to keep pushing. And the results come. It's tough. It's tough, but success is tough. The pointy tip of the spear is not wide. It's pointy, just like your pyramid at the top. The top 1% at the top. It's the bottom that's overcrowded, not the top. And in order for you to get there, you've got to keep pushing, driving, and you'll get closer and closer and closer. You just have to be unrelenting in your work ethic. Here comes another police car. Gee, what's going on? No sirens, but geez, they're driving aggressively. So that's me out. I might walk that way and see what's going on. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. See you tomorrow.